and they are making progress. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
National Public Radio and several local stations taking President Trump to court, arguing an executive order ending NPR and PBS federal funding is illegal in violation of the First Amendment. It's why authorities always urge you to look before you lock, especially in the hot weather. A one-year-old New Mexico boy is dead after being mistakenly left in a caregiver's vehicle for a few hours.
Obviously, being in a hot truck with windows up can get extremely hot after just a little bit of time. So, you know, it's just really, really sad that that this happened.
The Albuquerque Police Department's Gilbert Gallegos. More than two dozen people injured. A man plowed a minivan into a crowd in Liverpool, England. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading 407 points higher. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 317. The S&P better by 76 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A man with a valid handgun permit turned the tables on the suspects who assaulted him on Saturday night. A rabbi was knocked to the ground by two suspects who tried to steal his car from the parking lots of his condo on Park Heights Avenue. The suspects were not able to start the car, and they again assaulted the 62-year-old, who pulled his gun and pointed it at them. The suspects fled the scene, and the rabbi was treated for minor injuries. A young black bear is being relocated after he was removed from a yard in PG County. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources says the bear was found in a tree in Langley Park on Monday, and he climbed down after staffers hit him with a tranquilizer dart. The bear was placed in a mobile bear trap and taken to a wildlife management area in the state. The DNR says the bear is about 18 months old and was likely searching for new territory. A black bear was also seen in Howard and Baltimore counties last week, and it may have been the same one. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Good news from the back end of the Birds' bullpen yesterday.
About a three-game win streak here. Jordan Walker standing in the way. And that fastball is Jordan Walker's final reckoning today as the Orioles seal the deal on their first three-game win streak of the season.
Three up, three down, two strikeouts for Felix Bautista. Nine up, nine down for the O's bullpen in all, as the Birds defeat the Redbirds 5-2, the final, backing up Charlie Morton, who got his first Orioles victory of the year. Meanwhile, a mother-daughter duo from Baltimore made NCAA women's lacrosse history on Sunday. Kate Levy from McDonough and her mother, Coach Jenny Levy from Roland Park, becoming the first daughter-player-mother-coach pair to capture the NCAA crown, as North Carolina downed Northwestern 12-8 to win the NCAA title. And finally, high school football, the annual Big 33 Classic, pitting Maryland's best against Pennsylvania's best, went to Maryland on Sunday night.
Smith,
back in the end zone.
Throws.
Touchdown.
There it is. I might have stamped the MVP for him. Might have stamped the MVP for Smith.
42-21, the final. Maryland's first win in the series since 2018. Northern High School's Tom Abel was the coach. Davon Smith Jr. from Mervo, 5-for-6 in the air, a pair of touchdown passes, as well as 88 yards on the ground and a touchdown, Miles Hallberg, a James Madison University recruit from Northern, had 8 catches for 74 yards. Evan Blauer passed for 113 yards. And Tywan Reed rushed for 113 as well and a touchdown. Coming up in 30 minutes, revenge is a dish served best cold. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
At 10:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s, and then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Currently 60 degrees in Essex, 60 in Owings Mills, and 56 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Have quite the treat for you this morning. If you're just joining us, just so you know, we did talk about Congressman Glenn Ivey being in El Salvador. We talked about the violent Memorial Day weekend, unfortunately, here in the Baltimore City region. And of course, we were talking about juvenile crime. Because a lot of the juveniles today in Maryland are involved in criminal activity and the violence. And so I'm very happy to be joined, because I know this guy is extremely busy. I'm very happy to be joined right now by State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be on with you.
No, thank you for taking the time. I know you've got a lot to do. I was so honored to meet you a few months ago in Carroll County, and I got to hear you speak. So I know you've got a lot going on, and you're very dedicated and passionate about what you do, and we do appreciate that. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
No, so we got a lot going on. Of course, I do want to get into juvenile crime, but I wanted to start out with the press release that I saw from your office last week in regard to a migrant arsonist. Can you fill us in on that?
All right. So this fella, Milton Salguero Vargas, set fire to his own mobile home down in Woodbine, in the southern end of our county. Apparently he knew that his two roommates, with whom he had a beef, weren't home, and that, you know, he also knew that apparently they wanted to boot him out of this mobile home where they live. So, you know, he decided to pour some oil around the thing and set it on fire. And when he did, I mean, not only did he burn up his own mobile home, but the fire spread to an adjoining shed, burnt that up. And then, I guess because of the wind, you know, it blew onto an adjoining, you know, the next door mobile home and set that ablaze. And there was a lady inside that mobile home with her pets, and, you know, she was alerted by neighbors, so she was able to get out unscathed. He pled guilty, and he's going to do 10 years in the Hooskow. And upon his release from prison, you know, ICE is going to pick him up. We've been in contact with them, and he's going to go back to Guatemala where he belongs.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So thankfully this woman was able to get out, hopefully with her pets as well, I'm hoping.
Great. The pets were unscathed.
Great. But when you're listening to this, and he's setting ablaze, and of course this is costing taxpayers lots of money, because of course you got the resources to put all this put the fire out to deal with the aftermath on this. I got to ask you, State's Attorney, was this an illegal immigrant? Is that why ICE is detaining him? Yes. Okay.
He has an ICE detainer, he He came into the country illegally. And, you know, my office has a strong policy with regard to cooperating fully with ICE. So, you know, we reached out to our ICE contacts, and they said, yes, we have a detainer on this guy, and we will deport him as soon as he does his time.
Well, I appreciate you working with ICE. Again, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker in Carroll County. State's Attorney, you know, I do appreciate you, like I said, working alongside ICE. Unfortunately, where I live in Baltimore County, we don't always see that. But I guess, you know, it's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately, as taxpayers. But I wanted to ask, in Carroll County, is this something that you're seeing often? Are you dealing with the illegal immigrants, especially criminal element, as much as we see in the rest of the state?
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is over the last, well, I've been on this job 2.5 years. Over the last 2 years, I have seen a flurry of cases come across my desk of folks charged with crimes who have ICE detainers. And, you know, when I see that, you know, my office knows full well that they're supposed to reach out to ICE and provide them information regarding, you know, how long a particular individual is going to be in jail and when they can be picked up. So, yeah, we've seen quite a bit of that. It's kind of surprising, although it's not surprising when you have, you know, 10, 12, 14 million people, you know, waltzing across the southern border as they did for 4 years. You know, it's not surprising, but we see the results from that.
Wow. You know, I know we don't have the official label of being a sanctuary state, and I don't know how you would get such a title unless, I guess, you know, the governor said that he wanted to do just that. But the more and more I hear about these crimes, State's Attorney, the more and more I believe that this really is somewhat of a sanctuary state. And that
it shouldn't be because, you know, there's this thing in the Constitution called the Supremacy Clause, and federal law dictates that these folks are illegal. We're not supposed to pick and choose which laws we want to enforce. We're supposed to enforce all of them,
right?
Including federal immigration laws. And I'm a firm believer that we need to cooperate fully with federal immigration officials as they carry out their duties.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not going to get any pushback from myself or most likely anybody listening to the show. And I would say overwhelmingly, that is why President Trump, I believe, was elected this last election cycle, because a lot of us are done dealing with this element. You know, speaking of picking and choosing crime, State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker is on the phone with us this morning. We've been talking a lot about juvenile crime, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I know that you have seen the juvenile crime uptick there in Carroll County as well. I think Sheriff DeWeese has laid that out multiple times. I wanted to ask you, you know, when it comes to your office, you know, the prosecutors, you know, how are things going right now, not just with juvenile crime, but dealing with the Department of Juvenile Services? Because we get a lot of complaints from prosecutors all over the state. I just wonder what you guys have been dealing with there in Carroll County.
Well, I believe our local DJS department does the best that they can with what they have to work with. I think the problem that they encounter, and it's probably the issue statewide, is that it's a top-down driven philosophy from Secretary Schiraldi that, you know, we're not going to detain juveniles for practically anything. And when you have that kind of philosophy, then, you know, you reap what you sow. I mean, they say, you know, a fish rots from the head down, and I think that's the problem that we have with DJS. I attribute virtually all of the blame for the current mess we're in with Secretary Schiraldi and his, you know, criminal coddling philosophy. Yeah, his office or DJS, or, you know, and it's certainly his philosophy, is that virtually nobody should be detained under any circumstances. And what they do, sadly, is to the extent they can avoid reaching out to the local state's attorneys about these problem juveniles, you know, they'll not do it. They won't reach out to us. And I think that's the problem that State's Attorney Bates was highlighting in Baltimore City, where he said, you know, 80-some percent of juveniles, you know, they get released out into the community because that's their philosophy.
Yeah, yeah, and that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, if I could, you know, because we do hear a lot about Baltimore City, and we hear about the diversion program that they have alongside the mayor's office. I wasn't sure, in Carroll County, is there a diversion program similar to, I don't know if you've heard about the Sidestep program?
Yeah, I've heard about that. We don't have something similar here, but I have a community education liaison in my office. I think we're the only office in the state that has one of those folks. And he has an early intervention program designed for low-level adult offenders. And he's working on implementing something similar for juveniles. So, you know, we may very well in the very near future have a diversion program specifically designed for juveniles. We'll see.
Okay. Okay. Because, yeah, that's what I was wondering, if whether or not all the state's attorney were dealing with the same thing that Ivan Bates was dealing with in the city, you know, if something was put in place by the county itself. So, okay, so this could come in the future.
No. If we had such a program, it would be a program that my office would administer.
Okay, all right, and I think that's what Ivan Bates was saying, is he'd rather, you know, oversee or have some oversight on the diversion program, which makes more sense, to be honest with you.
And to be perfectly frank, I mean, I think any juvenile felony case or any juvenile crime of violence case, and I would include second degree assaults in that, should require juveniles to be held until they appear before a judicial officer, like a magistrate or a circuit court judge. And that's what's not happening now.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah, no, it is sad. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker in Carroll County. State's Attorney, are you also dealing with, because I know we've seen a lot of juveniles out on these ankle monitoring systems that's really not monitoring them at all, and then they're you know, committing crimes while being on, as the kids say, the box. Are you seeing that?
Crimes at that.
Yeah.
No, we have not experienced that phenomenon, thankfully, out here. But I can tell you that, you know, the legislature made some minor tweaks to the juvenile law that went into effect in November. And overall, we're not seeing any appreciable, you know, decline in the number of cases versus, you know, what we saw before the law changed.
Okay.
So it's what the legislature's done is not working. And Ivan Bates and Scott Schellenberger have said the same thing about their jurisdictions. So there needs to be an overhaul.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of the Baltimore County State's Attorney Schellenberger, it sounds like he's trying to put together a meeting with Governor Wes Moore, possibly Vincent Schiraldi, and then all of the state's attorney across the state. Are you aware of this meeting? Is this something that you would take part in?
I am aware that a meeting is in the works. You know, it's my belief that it'll happen sometime in the month of June. Okay. And I will absolutely participate in that.
Okay. All right. Great. Because there's a lot of people that listen to this show, State's Attorney, that really want to see a change at the head of DJS. And they want to see Vincent Schiraldi replaced. And
yeah, well, he should have been replaced months ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea how that guy keeps a job, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah, no, that's how we feel. I didn't want to put you in that position the first time I talked to you, but I'm glad that you're so honest and forthcoming, because that is how we feel about this. And it is obviously, you know, that his philosophy, like you said earlier, is to allow these juveniles to continue to reoffend, believing that somehow these kids don't know what they're doing is wrong and that their brains are not fully developed. Before I let you go here, State's Attorney, you know, is there anything that the public should be made more aware of, right? We talked about the migrant arsonist. You know, is there a way that even in these communities, if they know that there could be that illegal immigrants are in their community and maybe they want something checked out, or if there's open air drug markets, you know, what can people do?
Well, I mean, I think with regard to the migrant issue, which, as I already indicated, you know, we've seen some of the collateral consequences from that, even in my county. You know, there's an ICE hotline. They certainly should avail themselves of that. If they see other illegal activity afoot, whether it's a drug trafficking or whatever the case may be, you know, our law enforcement agencies out here are very responsive to those types of complaints. So, you know, please reach out to law enforcement. And then, you know, when the case gets to me, we'll do what we have to do.
Well, we appreciate that. State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Hopefully we'll talk to you again in the future. We'll have some good news, hopefully, after that June meeting.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kim.
No, thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. And when we get back, we'll react to a lot of what we heard there from the state's attorney. If you want to call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I wanted you to imagine really quickly. I know it's hard to imagine, but just imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you. The ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or Kim Klasick live. You see, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it does not, I do want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and that is with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. And even for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president, a man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country, and he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I will say, not only do I love that song, Olivia, she loves that song as well. so I now know all the words. Thank you, Brian, the producer. I do love that song. And thank you to State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker for joining us. If you're just joining us, don't forget you can always go to WCBM.com and listen to shows. They are always archived there. Just click on the Kim Klasick Live link. And we're also on all podcast platforms now. So if you have Apple Podcasts, you can check us out there. Tune in, all that great stuff. And you're going to want to hear the interview in case you missed it, because this is what I like to hear. As you heard there, State Attorney Haven Shoemaker, he's not holding back. Okay? We need individuals like him, like Sheriff DeWeese, right? Like those individuals that want to take law and order seriously. I love the fact that you've got state's attorneys that are stepping up. And look, just think about this. 8 years ago, were we talking about state's attorneys stepping up to the plate and making it safer for everybody else and having to go and do all these interviews and, you know, getting in the press? And, no! No! This isn't their job! I mean, just think about this for a second. Well, we really started hearing about state's attorneys, you know, in Maryland. I go back to the Freddie Gray riots with Marilyn Mosby, right? She wanted to make this big, you know, big deal out of that entire situation. And of course, she was on like Glamour magazine, and then she got herself in trouble. And it's just like, what? But now, even now, we're hearing from state's attorneys like Haven Shoemaker, like Ivan Bates, like Scott Schellenberger, because we have a crisis in this state. The people at the Department of Juvenile Services are not doing their job. The diversion program in Baltimore City is an absolute disaster. And so now they're putting together a meeting. And as you heard there from the state's attorney, it's going to be possibly in June. But they're putting together this meeting to talk to Governor Wes Moore and Secretary Vincent Schiraldi because they can't deal with this anymore. Their prosecutors, I'm sure, are overworked. And then they're coming up to obstacles because when it comes to juveniles and these ridiculous laws on the books, they've got all these issues. We know what State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker is dealing with there in Carroll County, thanks to the Maryland General Assembly, the Child Interrogation Act, the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. And then you got Vincent Schiraldi just releasing everybody on the street saying, oh, well, this is sad. This is sad. They didn't sign up for this. They signed up to be prosecutors. They signed up to take the criminals down and make sure that they were held accountable for the crimes in which they committed. And now they have these obstacles thanks to these so-called progressives that want to see these juveniles either dead or behind bars. Because what else do you want? They're not in school. They're out here committing crimes. They're not at the rec center. They're not playing a pickup game of basketball. They're still in your car. I wish all the state's attorneys the best of luck, and I hope that this meeting goes exactly the way they want it to go. It's heartbreaking that we don't care enough about the kids that we were always told kids are the future, right? We care about the emissions in the air and putting everybody in an electric vehicle, but we don't care about the teenagers possibly stealing those electric vehicles and not getting educated and possibly ending up in prison for life because of poor decisions that they possibly could make at 17. This is what we have going on. So again, if Congressman Ivey, if Congressman, you know, Olszewski or Infume, if you really want to do something about some of the problems that we have here in the state, help some of these kids, help these prosecutors, get Governor Wes Moore to the table, get Vincent Schiraldi to the table, make this right. When you go back for that special session, take that Child Interrogation Act off the table. Do the right thing. Coming up next, we've got so much more to discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street was already flying high this morning. This could help boost it even more. Consumer confidence rebounded this month following 5 straight monthly declines. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine could be the last straw for some congressional Republicans. They're demanding the imposition of crushing sanctions on Russia. President Trump has been dropping hints about a potential Iran nuclear deal that could be announced soon. The president says the talks between Washington and Tehran over Iran's nuclear program have been going well. The president says the Senate and House leadership have been working together, aiming to build Republican support for his big, beautiful bill. And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 384 points. The Nasdaq better by 332 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, "Out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best." Kenneth said, "Your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results." Christine said, "They were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it." If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It's 3 in a row now for the Birds.
Carlson to right center field. That's up the alley. That ball is gone. The former Cardinal Carlson with a 3-run crush to right center. And the O's have opened it up. A little Redbird revenge for Dylan Carlson.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Carlson's 3-run shot, the big blow. Charlie Morton and 3 relievers made it stand as the Birds down the Cardinals on Memorial Day 5-2. The final, Baltimore's first 3-game winning streak of the year, comes in game number 53 of the year. Post-game with Tony Mancelino on the hot, Dylan Carlson.
This is former organization. That means a lot to him to kind of go out there in that game, play center field, get a couple big hits, kind of get us going the first time, and then the big home run.
Carlson 5 for his last 12 over 3 games, a double, 2 homers, and 5 driven in. NCAA men's lacrosse, Maryland's bid for its third national championship under head coach John Tillman, denied by Cornell as the Big Red win their first since 1977. 13-10 the final. Tillman has brought the turf to the title game in 9 of 15 seasons as Maryland's head coach. Coming up in 30 minutes, there'll be no Caitlin Clark tomorrow night in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool to start with temperatures in the mid-50s. More clouds than sun today with highs in the low 70s. And then here comes the rain. Showers return late this afternoon and this evening and continue tonight with temperatures in the mid-50s. We are tracking more rain to start off your Wednesday. Wednesday actually looks like a very wet and cool day with highs only in the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or New North. NordicUSA.com.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, if you missed the interview there with State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, you can always go back to WCBM.com. Our shows are archived there. And then also, we're on all podcast platforms. So if you have Apple Podcasts, you can check out the show there as well, and it'll be archived there as well. I did get a text here from Lynn. Lynn said, "Can you please tell me who's singing that song?" As always, I love your show. Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that. Graham Branham. Yes, B-R-A-N-H-A-M, and it's called Oil Money. And it's funny because when Olivia sings the song, she goes, "Old money." And I'm like, yeah, same thing. It's all right, same thing. But yeah, no, Lynn, I love the song. I love the song. And it's so funny because it got a lot of heat. Of course, there were a lot of country music fans who were like, "This isn't country." And I can see what they're saying. I'm one of those people, like Sam Hunt. Not country. Not country whatsoever. But, you know, his songs are catchy. His songs are catchy, and that happens. But this guy, Graham, he's pretty new on the scene. I follow him on Instagram, but I thought that song was pretty cool. And even though he got a lot of flack for it, it's now doing very well in the charts. So congratulations to him. Have you guys noticed I'm a little more upbeat today and even yesterday? Let me tell you what happened real quick. This is a little personal story. Oh, my goodness. So, as you guys probably hear, I'm nasally all the time. I'm trying to get my health under control so it doesn't sound so bad. And then, of course, I want to be healthy, right? It's like, yeah, you want to do that. But I keep trying all these different medications because nobody can figure out exactly what's going on, right? It's like, you know how they call it practicing medicine? They're really practicing. I wish somebody would really just, you know, do the right thing. Can I get somebody that's no longer practicing? Can I get somebody that knows what they're doing? It's like, you know, it's tough because I go to all these specialists anyways. So I get this new medication and I'm told that this is the one, right? This is going to do it. This is going to clear me up. I'm going to be good to go. I don't need a new nose, all this other stuff. Well, I start taking this pill and I can't even tell you what the name of it is. You know, I can barely pronounce regular words. I can't pronounce these words for sure, right? Well, anyways, I start taking it and I'm thinking, all right, because it says take it daily. But I would come in here, and I don't know if you noticed this, Brad, the producer, but I just didn't have a lot of energy. I wasn't as, you know, the past couple of weeks, it was just not like really, really there, right? I didn't feel like myself. So then, you know, my doctor called and it was like wondering, you know, how's it going? I said, I still sound a mess. This is terrible. We didn't fix anything. So I might end up going towards like the steroid shots, but that's not, you know, you don't need to care about that. But anyways, so I said, it didn't really fix anything, but I appreciate you trying. But I will also say, you know, I'm usually very tired mid-afternoon. And he's like, wait, you've been taking them in the morning? I said, yeah. And I go and I look at the pill bottle and nothing says to take them at night. And he said, yeah, those aren't the non-drowsy. I said, what? He said, yeah, you should have been taking those at night. You're not even supposed to operate heavy machinery. I'm like, no wonder. Because I swear to you, by the time I would leave the show, whether if I'm going to my office or DC or home, by like 1:30, I'm chugging another cup of coffee because I'm like, I can't believe this. I don't know what the change is. Am I getting so old where I can't stay awake? It was the pill. And yet that was not mentioned to me at all. And it was not on the pill bottle. But yeah, that's what was happening. So now I feel better. I felt great yesterday. I feel good today. It was the pill itself. And so, yeah, if anybody knows anybody that's not practicing medicine, send them my way. No, hopefully the steroid shots work out and I can sound better. But man, oh man, what is going on out here? Is anybody good at their job anymore? Is anybody? Well, anyways, I wanted to get back to the question of the day. I see some people are taking part in a poll here. WCBO.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Donald Trump ban international students at Harvard University? That's a big question today. Should Donald Trump ban international students at Harvard University? And we are going to talk about this next hour. And, you know, there's a lot of people weighing in on this. And I'm not going to give you my take on it just yet. We'll wait. We will wait. So far, 72% of you say yes. 28% of you say no. And so please, if you haven't already, go to WCVM.com and take part in a poll. Like I said, in the next hour, we'll really talk more about that because it's interesting. There's a lot going on, and this kind of has to do with the next topic here because we've seen on many campuses, but especially Harvard, and you know what? I would say Columbia as well. These Ivy League schools where these kids are supposedly like really, really smart, they just don't seem to be that smart to me. And I have to say, I think I've been lied to my entire life. I think these Ivy League schools and these professors, I don't think they really are about anything. And if you're thinking about the fact that a lot of doctors come from some of these schools, we'll just use my situation as an example. Okay? They still don't know what they're doing on that front. So anyways, you know, more often than not, we have been seeing on these campuses where kids are taking part in protesting. And that's not new. Protesting has been happening for a very long time on college campuses. But now, it's now to a point where you've got Jewish students that are feeling very threatened on their university campuses. And they pay tuition just like everybody else. And I will say, I'm sure there are many Jewish students that are paying even more than some of these international students. Okay, well, we can have that conversation another day or today. Depends on what you want to call about. But at the same time, we are seeing this escalation. And not just the threat, but the violence against the Jewish community. Last week, we were talking about a very sad, tragic shooting in D.C. in front of the Jewish Museum, where you had two beautiful young people that were soon to be engaged. And you know what? I did see that interview with Sarah's father. And I don't know if I mentioned it here because, the first day that we were talking about the fact that they were gunned down in front of that museum. And we found out that Yuren was going to propose to Sarah. And I asked Sen, I wonder if she even knew. I wonder if she died, you know, not knowing that he was going to propose to her. Because if anybody, you know, been proposed to, that's a big deal. And it's that, you know, one of those milestones and those moments in life. And then we heard from the father, and apparently they did not know. And I would say Sarah most likely did not know either. And they were going. He was going to do that in just a couple weeks. And again, their young lives cut short. And it's always interesting when you see the parents come on and they do these interviews. And you can watch it. Like, you can watch it in real time. They're in complete shock. Complete shock to the point where they're sitting there. And I don't know if you guys ever see this, but if you look in their eyes, I mean, it's like they're in a daze. And I could see that with Sarah's father. And he's sitting there and he's like, now we won't have these future moments. But in his eyes, you could see that he is still just in complete disbelief. He has not started the grieving period. He's just in shock. And I think many of us are. And so they were gunned down and killed because the domestic terrorists believed that they were Jewish and that, you know, I guess in order to free Palestine, you've got to gun down Jewish people. I guess that's what his thought process is. I don't know. All these people that want to free Palestine and do all this stuff, I never see them go to Gaza. Why are you doing it here? Why are you sitting in the street in New York? Why are you on the college campuses here at Harvard and Columbia? Why are you doing that here? Why are you confronting and attacking rabbis here? Why not take this to Gaza? Why? Because really, at the end of the day, you're a coward. You are a coward, and you know for a fact that if you want to do anything with regards to freeing Palestine, you would have to confront Hamas. But because you're a coward, you do stuff here to the Jewish community. And not only that, you're anti-Semitic on top of it, right? You're a coward, and you hate Jewish people for just being Jewish. You're a piece of trash. But this is where we are. And it's sad. Here we are in 2025. And I've got this story for you. You probably heard about it. Luckily, this rabbi was strapped, as the kids would say, in the streets. But yes, this is the story that we have to talk about here today. Now, of course, every news network is carrying it. I'm going to read here from Channel 11. A rabbi armed with a gun scared off his attackers as they assaulted him and tried to steal his car Saturday night in Northwest Baltimore. City police said officers were called around 9 p.m. on Saturday to the 7100 block Park Heights Avenue, where 62-year-old man was taking the trash out. Imagine just taking the trash out. Imagine that, just taking the trash out. And here somebody comes at you. Now, I would say, and this is in my view, could be totally wrong, I would say that for an attacker to get this individual as he's just taking the trash out, just think about how quickly you take the trash out. Think about how quick that action is. And you usually don't do it at the same time every night. It's a possibility that you could come home from work and you do it at the same time every night because that's where, you know, you come in the garage and then you take the trash out because you just drove in. That's a possibility. But it also sounds like, and we're going to get the, you know, more information as the days come, but it also sounds like that someone was watching and waiting. Doesn't it sound like that? Because taking out the trash, this is a very quick action. Taking out the trash. Sounds like somebody was waiting in that area. Doesn't it sound like it? I'm sure we'll find out. Police said two men approached the victim, assaulted him, knocked him to the ground, and tried to steal his car. When the assailants couldn't start the car, because they're stupid, I guess, they tried to again assault the victim, who then drew a gun and pointed it at them. The assailants ran off. Police said the victim has a valid handgun permit and was treated at the scene for minor injuries. Meanwhile, who even cares if he had a valid permit? That's Channel 11 for you, isn't it? He did have his permit. It was not expired. I don't care. I am so glad this guy had a gun. I am so glad he was able to take part and use his Second Amendment right to scare off assailants that were trying to steal his car and had assaulted him multiple times. Channel 11, just so you know, I'm glad that he had the gun. Don't really care about the permit. Don't really care. But I'm glad you added that in. I guess for flavor, right? A little sprinkle, sprinkle. A little razzle, dazzle. To go on, it says, Baltimore City Councilman Isaac Gitzenschleifer, who you guys know I like. He's a Democrat I like. He's in District 5. He told 11 News that he spoke with the victim shortly after the attack. This is what the councilman had to say. He said, just the brazenness of the incident where they have no problem going and attacking, you know, an older person, somebody clearly who's a person of faith. He was still dressed in all of his attire coming from the synagogue. And it is so truly, really upsetting. Again, that was Councilman Gitzenschleifer. Now, Rabbi Belinsky told 11 News that he and others are sending his well wishes to the victim. This is sad. Now, even if you don't think, and here's why Councilman Gitzenschleifer pointed out he was still dressed as he was leaving the synagogue. If you don't think at this point in time that certain people are being targeted, I am sorry for you because you might be just a tad delayed. And that's okay. That's okay. There's delayed people everywhere. It's all right. But this is absolutely happening. And police officers will tell you women are being attacked when it comes to carjackings at gas stations. You've got women, older women being attacked right at street lights, at stoplights, where they're getting pulled out of their vehicle. Many white people are being attacked. That's why you see a lot of things happening at Federal Hill. I mean, if you don't see the pattern by now. And yes, a Jewish rabbi was just attacked, taking out his trash. And many people, if you know that neighborhood, you know that there are many Jewish people in that specific neighborhood. Okay? Now, this could end up being where it's not a hate crime, where he wasn't attacked because he was Jewish. But I will still go forward and say that he was, in fact, attacked. And I think that that neighborhood, and many neighborhoods, certain neighborhoods are targeted because they feel as though whoever these thieves are, they feel as though that they're easy targets. They're soft targets. And it's heartbreaking. But this is what we're dealing with. This is why we spoke to State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker. Because you know what? Even though it doesn't say that these are juveniles, kind of sounds like juveniles, right? Sounds like their MO. It sounds like what they've been doing repeatedly. Hopefully this rabbi will receive some justice. Hopefully they'll find out exactly who these assailants are. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to say, maybe there's a 50-50 chance. There's a 50-50 chance. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Of course, I got some text messages coming in. Mark says, Kim, I love you calling out those attackers that killed a young couple. They are cowards. But as far as a rabbi that was attacked, just imagine if he pulled the trigger. There would be rioting in the streets, and he would be in jail, and the Democrats would rush to defend the juveniles. Yeah, Mark, you're right about that. You're right. And I wonder to myself why that rabbi didn't pull the trigger, because you know what? For me, and just in case anybody's listening, for me, I would have pulled the trigger. I would have pulled the trigger. That's, in my mind, that's self-defense. You assaulted me. You're in my driveway. You're in my garage trying to steal my car. You're assaulting me. Yes, you can get a couple bullets. And meanwhile, you're right, Mark. This rabbi did not do it. Now, was he thinking of the consequences on the other side of it, where he would be attacked? Was he thinking he just didn't want to shoot other individuals? Because there are a lot of police officers that will tell you that killing someone is something that will weigh heavy on you for the rest of your life. I don't know what's going through the rabbi's mind. But you're absolutely right, Mark. Had he shot these individuals, and had they been actually juveniles, there would have been a lot said. But I would have said, you know what? It is what it is. I know it's hard to think that. They're kids. And if I call them animals, that's a problem, right? They're bad apples. This is a real issue. And even though the rabbi didn't pull the trigger, other people are going to pull the trigger. Other people are going to be like me. Other people are going to be like, you know what? It's self-defense. I want these kids coming back because as far as I know, Vince Schiraldi and friends will just let them out the very next day. They can be at my house again the next day and pull the trigger. It's sad that we even have to think like this. We get back. I will read some more of your text messages. A friend of mine, he received a pardon very last minute from President Trump yesterday. I just wanted to fill you in on that. Not just because of the pardon, but the comment I received from a local attorney that has the audacity to comment on my Facebook about this pardon, considering the people that he has defended in the court of law himself. I'll explain when I get back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER.
smarter and turn what you already have into everything you need. If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. Announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The GOP-controlled House and Senate have sent fewer bills to a Republican president than any other Congress in 70 years. All the executive orders that President Trump has signed need to be codified
into law,
because they'll get wiped out. And all this hard work that we've done over the last 4 years will mean nothing.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about the rabbi in Baltimore City, Park Heights area to be exact. He was assaulted. Assailants attempted to steal his vehicle as he was taking the trash. He was right at home, taking the trash out. And luckily, he pulled a gun out. He did not fire it, but the assailants did run off as soon as he did that. John in the text line says, Kim, what are the characteristics of the households that produce these juvenile delinquents? Who is providing the financial support for these domestic terrorists? We are. Yeah, John. Profound tweet or post there. Yes, we are. We are. Many of these kids. This is what we talk about. If your kid is in and out of the juvenile justice system, right? Your kid is a problem. You should not receive any government assistance in any way. And that needs to happen. Unfortunately, we're in the blue state of Maryland. I got Daryl in Westminster. Daryl, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, well, quick thing there. Maybe he should have pulled the trigger, but that's not what I'm calling about.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know if I'm going senile or not, but I heard a third politician from Maryland's going down to El Salvador. To bring back a gangbanger with all this crime we got here. Maryland's in the red. Whose money are they flying out there with?
Yeah, our money. Yep. I hope that a third person's not going. I hope.
I heard Ivy was sent back. They wouldn't let them. Yeah, they're not going to get through to that. I mean, this is insane. This is you can't make this. Excuse my. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. You can't.
I mean, you can't. I mean, it's not. I have a friend that she did 40 years domestic terrorism, and I said, you know, the left is becoming communist. She said they already are.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Daryl, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. And I mean, it is. I will check. I hope Daryl's wrong on that. I hope another one's not going down because we are paying for it. We are. All right, real quick, I did want to tell you, you know what? I'll talk about it when we get back from break. But a friend of mine did receive a pardon. He was supposed to report today to be detained. Sheriff Jenkins is a friend of mine from Virginia. He found himself in some hot water, but the way it all happened, and we'll get Sheriff Jenkins on the show so he can explain all that. But we will talk a little bit about it. Then I want to read to you what President Trump posted. And then I want to read to you what Ward Brown, yes, Attorney Ward Brown, had the nerve to say to me, specifically on Facebook, after I just said congratulations to my friend Sheriff Jenkins on the pardon. Now, if you remember Ward Brown, he's an attorney here in Baltimore City, and he's the one that defended the murderer of Timothy Reynolds. Yeah, all that and more coming up next.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over